News top of the hour. It's R&L Carrier Sports Talk presented by Kelsey Chevrolet. The NKU Norse are in Birmingham. 16-seeded Norse face number one seed Houston tonight around 9:20. Coverage tonight on ESPN 1530. Our next guest is the voice of the Norse, and he tag teams with Rick Broering on the call. Let's head to Legacy Arena and welcome in Jim Kelch. How are you?
I'm very excited, Lance. Thanks for having me on and pushing this game. I really appreciate it.
It is great to hear your voice. And, Jim, I was thinking about this today. Here we go again. This is the third trip to the tournament for the Norse. A fourth was shut down by COVID. All of that in the first 7 years of Division I eligibility. The foundation was laid at Division II with Dave Beasel and Kenny Shields. The program just continues to build and grow, doesn't it?
You know, it really does, and I wasn't involved, Lance, back in the D2 days, but I was in Louisville and knew of Bellarmine and Northern Kentucky as being a big rivalry back in those days, and then when I moved up to Cincinnati and got involved in this program right when they switched from D2 to D1, they had the sluggish start, as most programs do when they transition like that, but yeah, as you mentioned, when John Brannan came in after that first year, it really took off, and they really are. You hear sometimes on television when there's the weekly game from the Horizon League that Wright State is the top program in the league, and I always argue with that because I say they have not done anything like what NKU has done, and as you mentioned, this is now the fourth time they have qualified in the last 7 years to go to the NCAA tournament. No one in the league can match that.
And Jim, I appreciate the fact that Darren Horn makes it very clear how the 3 days of the Horizon League tournament are the biggest days of the year, and that's their focus from day one.
You know, it really is, and it makes a lot of sense, Rick, and yet, Lance, and yet that's why every year you see NKU with 9, 10, 11, 12 losses, because they are really honing what they have to go into February and then later into March playing their best basketball, and they have done that, minus that last 10 minutes of the championship game of the conference tournament a year ago, each of the last 2 years. And so people complain, like, why can't they go into a tournament with 4, 5, 6 losses? But these teams in the one-bid leagues aren't built that way. And that's certainly the case with NKU. And yet here they are in the tournament. And I think if there's a trade-off, it's, yeah, we'll take the early season losses to be where we are right now.
Trayvon Faulkner is a fifth-year senior. I heard him with you guys on the Horizon League Championship postgame. He was great. I talked with Darren Horn about him. I had Drew McDonald on last night talking about him. Trayvon Faulkner is so impressive and has such an impact on this team because whatever they need him to impact, he seems able and willing to do.
You know, I've been around a lot of college basketball players over the years, first in my time in Louisville and now here at Northern Kentucky. And Lance, honestly, I have to say I've never been around a guy like Trayvon Faulkner who is so willing to take on any role that a coach gives him in order for his team to succeed. There's a lot of players who say, I'm all about winning, but in the end, they're only about winning if it involves them. And I don't think that's the case with Trayvon Faulkner. I think if they'd have said, well, look, you're not going to be a starter, you're not going to be the sixth man, but you are going to play some, I think he would be the same guy then as he is now, as he was when he started. And he holds the record for most games played and most starts as an NKU player. He's just a unique, unique individual for sure.
Jim Kelch checking in, voice of the NKU Norse. He's teaming up with Rick Broering for the call tonight around 9:20 or so on ESPN 1530 as the Norse take on a number one seed in Houston. Sam Vincent is the sophomore from Highlands High School. And Jim, as you know, he was hobbled early in the season by that ankle. But man, the further he's removed from that injury early on, he's just getting better and better down the stretch, isn't he?
Yeah, he missed those three games early because of the sprained ankle. One of the games he came back and played in was so good was the UC game, and then he missed a couple after that, but he's had no ill effects from that. In fact, the second half of the season has been very good for him. He scored in double figures in all three games of the conference tournament, and actually, he's playing, when you look at the numbers, you compare them to his freshman year when he was freshman of the year in the Horizon League, his numbers right now are equal, and if not in some categories, better than they were last season. Most of that production has come, though, in the second half after he healed completely.
Give me, as we wrap up, give me a Norse nugget, maybe. What stands out about Houston? What are the Norse going to have to do tonight?
Well, obviously, the first thing that stands out about Houston is will or will not Marcus Sasser play in this game. Some people you talk to say, yeah, he's going to play. We do know this. He did not participate in their full practice yesterday. He did participate in the shoot-around, the what we'll call ceremonial shoot-around here yesterday at Legacy Arena. I'm not sure if he's going to play, but whether he plays or not, Darren Horn will say this. We have to rebound good with this team. We have to control the basketball because they are, like NKU, a terrific great team at turning over their opponent. And what he told me today is, in any chance that we have to win, Chris Brandon cannot get in early foul trouble. He has to be able to stay on the floor to help the defense on the inside for NKU.
I know Drew McDonald and his dad made the trip. If you see them, tell them I said hey, and tell the Norse fan, Norse fans, Norse up, and have a great broadcast tonight.
Thank you, Lance. And in fact, Drew and his father gave me a ride to the arena here tonight.
Really? Ah, there you go. And send my best to Rick Broering, and we can't wait for the broadcast tonight.
Thank you, Lance. We appreciate it.
There you go. Jim Kelch checking in. Voice of the Norse. Norse up in Birmingham tonight. 1 versus 16. I say 9:20. That's a little flexible depending on how the earlier game before goes and the break in between and warm-ups and whatnot. But we're targeting around 9:20 tonight. Down the dial, ESPN 1530. All right. Let's look ahead at the docket. We've got 2 hours to make things work. My plan, obviously, as the night goes on, is to gravitate away from college basketball. This would be the counter-programming portion of the show coming up, figuring if you're really into college basketball, that you're going to be watching college basketball. But I've got Reds coming up. I've got Bengals coming up. We're definitely going to take call. I want to hear from Bengal fans and engage how you feel now compared to 24 hours ago when I opened up for the phones to gauge how Bengals fans were feeling. And I've got do I call it a mini off the beaten path? Yeah, because it won't be the whole hour, but it'll be an off the beaten path we'll have some fun with later on as well. Up next, though, let's drop in some Reds conversation. I'm excited to check in with Jeff Carr from Locked On Reds podcast. And after that, a couple of things that Reds GM Nick Kroll said during the Reds Hot Stove that I found to be interesting. I think you'll find to be very interesting when it comes to the decision to reassign back to minor league camp guys like Ellie De La Cruz, Christian Encarnacion Strand, Matt McClain, and others. All of that will be part of Hour 2. You're going to hear from Orlando Brown in Hour 2 as well. This is Arnell Carrier Sports Talk, presented by Kelsey Chevrolet, 700 WLW.
News, traffic, and weather. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
Charges filed after shots were fired outside of a Bengals player's home. With the 7 o'clock report, I'm Sean Gallagher, breaking now. Hamilton County Prosecutor Melissa Powers earlier today announcing that 2 people have been indicted in connection to the shooting last week in Anderson Township that left a 16-year-old injured who was a neighbor of Bengals running back Joe Mixon, who was playing Nerf Wars with his friends at the time. The 2 indicted are Mixon's sister, Shalonda Mixon, along with her boyfriend, Lamonte Brewer. Mixon's sister is charged with tampering with evidence and obstructing justice, while Brewer is charged with felonious assault, tampering with evidence, and having weapons under disability. The indictment saying that deputies who responded to the shooting stopped the vehicle that was leaving the scene as Shalonda Mixon and her and Brewer were inside with a firearm found in the trunk, which was used in the incident. Surveillance footage from Mixon's home obtained from a search warrant shows Brewer firing multiple shots at the teen who was struck in the foot as Shalonda Mixon was reportedly seen in the video picking up shell casings. Powers says Joe Mixon was there at the time of the incident.
Joe Mixon was seen in his backyard with a firearm, but did not fire any shots. Mixon had been claimed to be receiving recently death threats on social media and was concerned for his safety that evening after his sister told him there were people outside with guns.
She says Mixon is a legal gun owner and had the right to possess the firearm and did not commit a crime. Shalonda Mixon taken into custody this afternoon. Now the latest traffic and weather together and checking the major interstates and highways across the tri-state at this time. Report of an accident on the right shoulder, 75 southbound before the Town Street exit, and an accident 6th Street at Walnut.
Now the latest forecast from the Advanced Dentistry Weather Center. Advanced Dentistry, it's true. A no-fear dentist experience is possible. Learn more at nofeardentist.com.
Tonight, rain and windy 2, a low of 46. Then on Friday, scattered rain before partly cloudy skies. Wind gusts 30 to 35 miles an hour. Temperatures falling through the day to the low 40s in the afternoon. At night, fair skies and a temperature down to 27. From your severe weather station, I'm 9 First Warning. Chief Meteorologist Steve Raleigh. News Radio 700 WLW.
And radar at this time showing some rain shower activity moving through the tri-state. More widespread here in the last half hour or so. Our current temperature, 61 degrees. First round of the NCAA tournament getting underway this afternoon. Tonight in Birmingham, Alabama, 16 seed Northern Kentucky faces a tough challenge when they take on 1 seed Houston.
Greg Parks is a senior here at Northern Kentucky University. The benefits to NKU are practically infinite if they beat Houston tonight.
That will definitely help them with recruiting because you have a team, 16 seed, you knock off the number one overall seed in the country, and they've been one of the top two teams in the entire country all year long. That's going to look good to a lot of recruits.
I think they can win it. I mean, I know what people say about Houston, you know. I think we can pull it off, though.
Elijah Eke, also an NKU senior, who'd like to see the Norse become the second team ever seeded at 16th. Knock off a number one. That happened 5 years ago when the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, beat Virginia. From Highland Heights, I'm Matt Reese. News Radio 700 WLW.
Tip-off tonight will be around 9:20 on ESPN 1530. Friday afternoon, 3-seed Xavier will face 14-seed Kennesaw State. That's a 12:40 tip-off here on the big one. Finals from the first round in the South region, 15-seed Princeton with the biggest upset of the day by so far, knocking off 2-seed Arizona 59-55. The other upset from today in that region, 13-seed Furman edging out 4-seed Virginia 68-67. 8-seed Maryland holding off 9-seed West Virginia 67-65. 7-seed Missouri beat 10-seed Utah State 76-65. 1-seed Alabama defeating 16-seed Texas A&M Corpus Christi 96-75. San Diego State over 12 seed Charleston, 63-57 in the West.